October Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you study the October 2011 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you learn and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles. Stories from Conference. The Golden Ticket. One woman wanted more than anything else to marry a righteous priesthood holder in the temple and be a mother and a wife. She had dreamed about this all her life, and oh, what a wonderful mother and loving wife she would be. Her home would be filled with loving kindness. Never a bitter word would be spoken. The food would never burn, and her children, instead of hanging out with their friends, would prefer to spend their evenings and weekends with Mom and Dad. This was her golden ticket. It was the one thing upon which she felt her whole existence depended. It was the one thing in all the world for which she most desperately yearned. But it never happened. And as the years went on, she became more and more withdrawn, bitter and even angry. She could not understand why God would not grant her this righteous desire. She worked as an elementary school teacher, and being around children all day long simply reminded her that her golden ticket had never appeared. As the years passed, she became more disappointed and withdrawn. People didn't like being around her and avoided her whenever they could. She even took her frustration out on the children at school. The tragedy of this story is that this dear woman, in all her disappointment about her golden ticket, failed to notice the blessings she did have. She did not have children in her home, but she was surrounded by them in her classroom. She was not blessed with a family, but the Lord had given her an opportunity few people have, the chance to influence for good the lives of hundreds of children and families as a teacher. The lesson here is that if we spend our days waiting for fabulous roses, we could miss the beauty and wonder of the tiny forget-me-nots that are all around us. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, Forget-Me-Not. Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, pages 121 through 122. Questions to ponder. What might be your golden ticket, and how is it hindering your ability to see the blessings you already have? What are the tiny forget-me-nots you might be overlooking in your life? Consider writing your thoughts in a journal or discussing them with others. Additional resources on this topic, study by topic on LDS.org, Gratitude, Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Happiness, Your Heritage, Liahona and Ensign, November 2008, pages 117 through 120. Note, to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. Study Corner. Drawing Parallels. Repentance. Speakers in conference often teach some of the same principles. Here is what four speakers said about repentance. Try looking for other parallels as you study conference talks. If any of you has stumbled in your journey, I want you to understand, without any question whatsoever, that there is a way back. The process is called repentance. President Thomas S. Monson. You may in time of trouble think you are not worth saving because you have made mistakes, big or little, and you think you are now lost. That is never true. Only repentance can heal what hurts. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Whoever you are, and whatever you have done, you can be forgiven. It is the miracle of forgiveness. It is the miracle of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Only through repentance do we gain access to the atoning grace of Jesus Christ and salvation. Repentance is a divine gift, and there should be a smile on our faces when we speak of it. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Sidebars. Beloved, every one of us is more beloved to the Lord than we can possibly understand or imagine. Let us therefore be kinder to one another and kinder toward ourselves. Elder Robert D. Hills of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Waiting upon the Lord, Thy will be done. Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 73. Prophetic Promise. Once you have studied the doctrines and principles of the Church-wide Welfare Plan, seek to apply what you have learned to the needs of those within your stewardship. What this means is that, in large measure, you are going to have to figure it out for yourself. You must do in your area what disciples of Christ have done in every dispensation. Counsel together. Use all resources available. Seek the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Ask the Lord for His confirmation, and then roll up your sleeves and go to work. I give you a promise. If you will follow this pattern, you will receive specific guidance as to the who, what, when, and where of providing in the Lord's way. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Providing in the Lord's Way, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 55. You're invited. I invite. Who? The young people of the church. What? To learn about and experience the spirit of Elijah. How? I encourage you to study, to search out your ancestors, and to prepare yourselves to perform proxy baptisms in the house of the Lord for your kindred dead. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The hearts of the children shall turn. Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 26. End of the article, October Conference Notebook.